Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 104.1 FM KMOX 307. If you are trying to get us on the stream, it's not your computer, it's us. We had some technical difficulties and shut it down, so we'll be back up tomorrow, 1 p.m. Real excited to talk to my next guest. On the phone, we have Bill Findlay. He's Senior Director of Field Operations for the Cardinals, head groundskeeper for 28 years, and he joins us now. Bill, it's a pleasure to meet you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
So I am pretty baseball obsessed and a lifelong Cardinals fan. I was kind of out for about 10 years, didn't go to many games. Last year, I made a pact, a goal. I was going to hit 20. I think I hit like 34. And I go at least an hour early for the games because I love watching you guys do what you do. And I started playing old man baseball again. And I found that the magic of Little League is exactly the same as playing when you're 60 years old. And so much of it is the field, the lines, the perfection. It's just magic. So thank you for what you do.
Oh, it's my pleasure. I enjoy it. Obviously, I've been doing it for a long time, so I have to enjoy it. So, go through a lot of rough days, long hours down there, so you have to enjoy it or you be a little crazy.
Yeah, I got Kevin Wheeler here with me, who you probably met 30 years covering sports and used to be a groundskeeper.
I did it in college as a summer job for a little city, so... I probably experienced the physicality of the job, but certainly not the way that you guys mesh like generations of knowledge and your own knowledge directly with science and advancing technologies and things along those lines. But I definitely know what it's like to rake the dirt and cut the grass and try to do it in a way that's not embarrassing. You guys, though, what you guys do, maybe you can define it a little bit better than I could, Bill, but is how much of it is feel versus science versus, you know, a plan, right? Because I feel like there's got to be a little bit of everything in it, right?
It is. It's a huge mixture of all of that, honestly. I mean, like you said, I mean, you probably got the basic parts of it when you were working in college, which there's still a lot of that we do today. I mean,
filling
there's
holes.
A lot of things that we do. Yeah, I mean, all that stuff holds true. I mean, there's a lot of simple things we do on a daily basis. There's a lot of technical things we do on a daily basis. And obviously a lot of it is, you know, a plan that we have that each and every day that we come in and try to execute. So, yeah, I mean, I have it starts with my support staff, my assistant, who has a degree from University of Missouri. He is my green thumb, so to speak. He is my guy that does all my research on turf and grass, and he's my expert when it comes to that stuff. He's just as sharp as they come. And I have my supervisor of grounds, Justin Hatcher. He's kind of like my crew chief that keeps the guys together and gets them going in the morning on our daily plan. It gets to be a little monotonous at times because it's almost the same thing each day, but he keeps them motivated, and they do a great job every single day for me.
Bill, who makes the baseball decisions? For example, Kev and I got to go out about a year and a half ago now and play on Bush, and I took grounders where Mason Wynn plays, and we played catch in the outfield, and I was really surprised not being a big leaguer, how fast the grounders got to you. Do you ever consult with Ollie or with the players and say, what do you think of the infield? Is the outfield too spongy, too much bounce, or is that totally your call?
No, absolutely. I try to converse with those guys as much as I can. You know, a lot of it's based on what you're growing out there. You know, we've had bluegrass here for the majority of the time we've been in this new stadium. From 2006 to 2023, we swapped it out and went with a warm season Bermuda grass, just to help us with these hotter climates that we've been dealing with lately. Mm. And just the in-season extra events like concerts and things of that nature that really beat up that cool season grass. Because that tends to struggle in those June, July, and August hot, those long hot days. That bluegrass really struggles. So this Bermuda kind of takes it in stride. I mean, we honestly, since we put it down, we've not had to replace much grass at all for a concert or anything since we've had it down in the 3 years.
Wow.
that we put it in. And it's just going to be naturally faster because you have to cut it a lot shorter. It doesn't like the higher, heights of grass, height of cut. So that's the main reason why you get those fast grounders that you're talking about. There's not a whole lot you can do about it because you can't maintain it a lot higher than what we cut it at, or it just won't grow right. So, that's the main reason why you get it so fast.
So, Bill, all of us, regardless of what our job is, get like the 4 a.m. willies where you wake up and you're like, oh, God, I'm worried about this. Like, for a groundskeeper, why do you wake up and go, oh, damn, I hope this is working?
Let me guess, rain.
It's always the weather, man. It is. 100%. I mean, the gray in my beard is mostly from the weather over the 30 years that I've been here. Obviously doing it in the Midwest, it's a rough area to try to grow grass, and the weather is different every day, it seems like. You guys know that as much as I do. But, yeah, the weather's the hardest part because it's so uncontrollable. We just kind of have to adjust to it on a daily basis. And, you try to look ahead at a 10-day forecast knowing that it's going to change probably 3 times.
Yeah.
Mm.
Over those 10 days.
Yeah.
So you try to plan as much as you can, but, yeah, every morning you wake up, you're like stressing over what you're going to find, especially on game days with weather.
Guys, we're talking to Bill Finley. He's senior director of field operations at Busch Stadium for the Cardinals. Talk a little bit, Bill, if you will, about the reverence for the field. Back when Jack Buck died, like everyone else in St. Louis, I went to his showing at home plate. And when my producer, right, Tom, and I were walking down the third baseline, Tom tried to pick a little piece of turf to remember it by. And immediately, man, there was someone on him like, yeah, no, you don't do that.
Right.
And I know that other than special occasions like when you and I got to go play at Busch Wheels, you don't step on the grass, right?
Nope.
Yeah, we try to keep it as pristine as we can. Now, we know we're not always able to keep everybody off of it. You're going to have those times where people are on it or, step out of line a little bit and touch it. I try not to get too, crazy about it.
Mm-hmm.
and yelling at anybody. But, yeah, we try to keep people aware that, the more traffic that we put on it, it's going to affect it. It's a living, breathing thing. So you try to keep it as pristine as you can, keep people off, ask people to be respectful and not really go out there or stomp around or pull on it or yank on it. And when we have extra events, we try to keep people from running and diving, thinking they're being drafted or scouted. There's 90 scouts in the stands watching you guys.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to do Jimmy Edmonds impressions out there.
Yeah, in fact, I think that's what Scott Terry said to us when we were out there. He's like, look, Mo's not upstairs watching you guys, man. Just take it easy.
Scott's great. He's definitely a guy that looks out for me when he's out there running those events. So it's great to have him around.
Is it so the grass is obviously the biggest visual, right? It's green. And, you mentioned all the different things that go into keeping it looking the way that it is. Is that the biggest challenge when it comes to keeping it right? Because I always picture the areas that become problems at the college level or at the high school level, whatever, which is always the batter's boxes, the mound, or the mounds in the bullpen too, and keeping them so perfect and clean. Is that just a matter like it's less traffic because it's like one game a day, or is that because you guys just have it locked down with materials and knowledge and all of that?
Yeah, that's one of those art forms that we were talking about earlier.
Yeah.
I mean, there's taking care of the dirt areas. I mean, like you said, a lot of people come in and they just see the grass, and that's all they zoom in on the grass, and they kind of put the dirt in the back of their mind. But that's, if you think about the dirt part of the playing surface, there's how many of the guys are on dirt when they're out there?
Yeah.
Six of the nine players are on the field or on dirt of some sort. So there's a lot of work on a daily basis that goes into there. As far as the grass goes on a game day, we may spend an hour and a half messing with the grass where we're mowing it, watering it, or things of that nature. But the dirt, we're on it all day trying to maintain moisture, keeping it from getting too hard so that, you know, they get a true consistent hop, making sure that there's moisture in the batter's box and in the mound. So when those guys are digging in, they're not digging huge holes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's actually two different kinds of clay out there. In the batter's box, it's more of a true black gumbo type clay that's a little bit harder. And then, you know, on the infield and the baselines, you have a little bit more sand, clay, silt mixture, which allows us to, you know, get moisture in there and get those true hops. So, yeah, there's a lot that goes into the dirt.
Bill, are there any turf fields in the major leagues?
Yeah, not infield-wise. I think everybody has dirt infields now. The slide pits are gone, but Toronto has they're mm-hmm. artificial. I think Texas is artificial. Miami's artificial. Arizona. I think those are the only ones that come to my mind. I believe those are the only ones. But, yeah, there's still a few out there.
Yeah.
Texas went straight in with plastic. They didn't put new grass into their new stadium at all. They just went straight plastic. Yeah.
Yeah, it's fascinating. Yep. It's not, you know, for listeners that maybe don't keep up, it's not like the old Busch Stadium 2 turf. it's similar to grass, but it's got some disadvantages.
That technology.
Yeah.
They've definitely made strides in that for sure. I mean, it's still, in my opinion, though, being a grass guy, it's not what I would prefer to have.
No.
They've definitely made strides, and it is a little bit better on the players, but there's still always that worry that they're a little more injury prone, in my opinion.
Bill, I couldn't agree more. As a guy that you know, when I coach in the summer, I'm coaching the high school and junior high ages, and almost every field is turf, and it's hard on you. It's hard on the body. It's hard on the it's extra hot. I mean, it's 15 degrees hotter on the hottest days in the summer. The grass is the way to go, man. The grass is without question. There's a reason why the best teams do it that way, and the best of the best want it that way.
Yeah, and I understand why, like, the high school, college levels and those things, why they do that, because they have a lot more going on those things. They don't just play their games. They try to get other things on it. So it's to be able to manage, and they don't have the staff that I have or the budget that I have to manage it. So the way they combat that is they put the plastic stuff in there, and they don't have to worry about it.
Yep.
But then, you know, you have the problems with injuries and the heat, like you're talking about. It's a trade-off, but I understand why they do it.
Totally.
Bill, every time the guys take the field, like seventh inning stretch, whatever it is, pregame, every red-blooded man out there is like, how do I get this job? Like, how do you find your people who become part of the team?
Honestly, it's, you know, some's word of mouth. I mean, we hire new guys every year. We hire guys for my game staff, which are the guys that come in 2 hours, you know, before the game that help me with breakdown of batting practice, and they work through the games and they help me after the games. Those are my true part-time guys.
Mm-hmm.
They only work when the team's in town,
mm-hmm.
and they are working maybe 6 hours a day. So those are your, you know, high school, college guys that have jobs and do this as a secondhand job. Mm-hmm. So that's just we put the word out there that we're hiring, and we do interviews and have people come down and we hire people that way. And then, you know, we try to get a little more skilled person in here that helps us during the day. You know, we try to get those college bound guys that are actually looking to do this for a career. We try to interview those guys first. And a lot of times there's those guys that we hire for night games. They work their way up into that day crew. They just, you know, they get the knowledge from working on a daily basis, and we kind of hire them through the system that way. And like I said, my assistant, my senior manager, Justin Scott, he's a graduate of the Missouri Turf program. So, we got a little bit of everything on the crew.
Nice.
Well, cool. I have a much greater appreciation for Busch Stadium now. Bill, it's really fun talking to you. Hopefully we get to meet someday, maybe next season. Thanks so much.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys. Come see me when you're down there.
We'll do. Right. Yeah, we'll do, Bill. Can we do the tarp one day? No, we don't want to do the tarp one day.
We'll
it's hard.
We'll have to talk about it. It's not as sexy as it seems. I'm going to just tell you that.
It's hard, dude. We did it in college. It's the worst thing ever, man. It's like punishment.
Yeah, you do one thing wrong, man, and you're underneath that thing. So.
See you, Bill. Thank you.
All right. Take care, guys.
324 DJS, Dave Murray up next. Think Tank at 4 p.m. After that, a new toilet camera watches you go and analyzes the results. Kohler, who makes lots of toilets, just debuted a new toilet camera that watches you go, then uses an algorithm to analyze the results and track your health. It's called Dakota, a play on the word decode, and it costs $600 with a $130 a month fee. And so you go number two, and a couple seconds later, it spits out data on your phone, whether there's blood in your stool, or if your alkalines are high, or they think your health is right on target. Is this weird, gross? You think it's something we'll all have in 20 years?
I'll do it.
I knew you'd do it.
I'd do it. I think it'd be interesting. It's probably a really good way to monitor like your gut health and your intestinal health. It's and just know if your diet is working for you or if you're making a huge mistake.
A camera can tell that?
I guess.
A special one.
Not a... Right, but like...
A special one.
It's special.
It's a special camera. It's a poo camera.
I'm not paying a subscription for that. That's ridiculous.
The subscription, you said it was $600 plus a subscription?
Plus $130 a month.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a bit much. That's maybe... This is maybe for like doctor's offices and hospitals more than it is for like... You and me, but I would do it if I had one.
You would do it?
I would do it.
Sorry.
It's possible that Prince was one of the very first kids to ever play Oregon Trail. It was created and presented to an eighth grade class. I'm sorry, created by an eighth grade teacher in Minneapolis in the fall of 1971, and he was in that woman's class.
Wow.
Play what?
That's crazy.
Oregon
bro.
Trail. Did you play it?
I don't remember what that is.
You've never heard of Oregon Trail?
You're the Oregon Trail generation.
Hmm.
Are you kidding?
I think I've heard of it. I don't know what it is.
Go ahead, Andrew.
No, it's just...
It's too easy?
Yeah. Take it away, Rach.
It was like a game you would play on the computer and you would go, you know, on the Oregon Trail. You're making your way across the country and... There's various things you have to deal with. I think it's like, do you have enough food? Or yeah, are you sick?
You had to prepare supplies beforehand and figure out how to forage. Shut up, Kevin. And then you'd make your decisions as you go along. Somebody's sick. Do you stop and let them heal or do you push forward?
Oh.
You come upon a river. Do you ford the river or do you try to float across it or do you try to go around the river and lose potentially days or weeks on an already, you know, 7-8 month long trip?
Here you go. One more fun fact, which applies to this situation perfectly. There's a German word that literally means a face in need of a slap.
Yes.
Mm. It's Backfeingeistnacht.
They got some really great words for like very specific things.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 334. If you're trying to stream us on YouTube or Facebook, the stream is shut down because we're having some technical difficulties here in the building. Hopefully, they'll be back up by 1 p.m. tomorrow. From the Saliga Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, Dave Murray joins us. Hello, Dave.
Nuts, and my feet look so good today.
Oh, I bet they do. I had a feeling it was a good foot day. You guys want to hear the latest from the Oval Office?
Yeah, why not?
President Trump has demanded the Department of Justice pay him $230 million to compensate him for the federal cases that he was investigated and indicted on. So all that stuff we went through during Biden, when he wasn't president, he wants $230 million to make him whole for what the DOJ did to him. Any thoughts? Reactions?
Well, if he can prove the money spent. I don't know.
But did...
Call Morgan and Morgan.
I don't... I'm not really sure how to frame it, because I don't remember exactly how it worked, but didn't he ask people for money for his defense fund at that time?
I do believe that.
And
some
there's
of that was
no
going
way
on,
his defense cost $260 million. There's no way. So if that, now again, if he paid it out of his own pocket and he wants to be reimbursed for that, to me that's a different thing. You know what I mean? Like, if you say, hey, this cost me $10 million in legal fees and I've been exonerated or whatever, and you're going to be like, I want that money back. I kind of get it.
Yeah, we really do need Brad Young on this one, because yeah. I don't think in general life, if you're not Donald Trump, that you can be investigated and or indicted and then it goes away and you sue the government for that. Now, if it's malicious prosecution, if there's something like that, but you have to prove that.
Right.
And so much like the... suing the Wall Street Journal for slander, the DOJ's defense would be, no, you were good for that. And the only reason you didn't get convicted was because, you know, the election was approaching. I believe I'm right on this, that the people who would make the decisions are the current DOJ.
Are his appointments.
Yeah.
Yes. And that's the part that I don't really enjoy about it, because what are they going to do? This is the problem with the structure. You can agree with the point that he's making if you want to. I'm not disagreeing with that. The problem I'm having is with the structure. So you're in a position where the people that are there are people you appointed. They're going to be very favorable to you. You know this is never going to be tried. This is never going to go to court. The people you appointed are going to settle. And is that settlement, and this is why I'm asking it, because that is taxpayer money. Do you deserve our money for something? And because if you think there's malicious prosecution, then prosecute the people that did that and take them to court and put them in jail or whatever the recourse is for doing that. And if it costs you money and you want to be compensated for your money lost, again, we can make this argument. But what we're hearing now is the American taxpayers should give him money for people doing their job incorrectly. And again, without it, and it won't go to a court. It will not go to, it'll be settled. And it's one thing if it's a private company, if it's the New York Times, if it's NBC, whatever, that's a private company. They can settle that. This is American taxpayer money. And I think that line should be very stark. We shouldn't be handing out our money to anyone in politics when they control the people that are going to decide it. Does that make sense the way I'm saying it? I feel like I'm getting a little bit lost in word salad, but I think that's the defining difference. Go ahead and pursue it. Go, if you can prove wrongdoing, prove the wrongdoing and be compensated for your losses. But it didn't cost you $260 million to do that. If you even used your own money at all, And it's not even clear that he did, because I remember the calls for, hey, we're taking donations for Donald Trump's defense. And if that money's coming from outside, well, then you didn't lose anything anyway. Are you going to pay those people back?
Well, I apologize if I'm reading this wrong, but I don't think it's to compensate him for his legal fees.
No.
These are for damages for violations of his rights with the whole, like, Russian interference thing. Right. And then another one because they raided Mar-a-Lago.
And again, for a private company, I have no problem with this. Should the American taxpayer have to give the president of the United States $260 million because something happened in a previous administration that none of us signed off on? None of us had anything to do with it. Should our money go to that? I think the answer is no. I think if you want to pursue it civilly and you want to go after the individuals that did it, great. Go do it. Make your case. Prove it. Don't take taxpayer money because people that were in a previous administration did something you think is wrong. I didn't do that. You didn't do that. Not one person that voted for Trump or Kamala Harris had anything to do with that happening. So why should we foot the bill?
Good questions. Dave, another gorgeous day. More like this ahead?
Yeah, a little less wind, though, as we go through the next couple of days. Still going to be breezy tomorrow, but lots of sunshine. It's chilly when you walk out the door in the morning. 64 for the high, 43 on Wednesday night. Thursday, sunny and 66. Friday, we're going to see a fairly rapid increase in clouds. There's what will become a cutoff low-pressure system coming over the Rockies. Maybe a couple of showers late in the day Friday, but I think the day as a whole is going to be rain-free. But it's chilly in the 50s to near 60 for the high. Periods of rain and chilly temperatures Friday night, Saturday, and Saturday night, especially St. Louis and Point South. We also have a new tropical storm, Melissa, just kind of drifting around down around Haiti and the Dominican Republic. Could be a little bit of a concern for Jamaica. It's just drifting, so it doesn't really have its mind made up what it wants to do.
Okay. Headlines, Rach.
Brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. Former President Joe Biden, who is 82 years old, just completed a round of radiation therapy. He has aggressive prostate cancer, and he rang the bell at Penn Medicine Radiation Oncology in Philadelphia, rang the bell to signify that he's done with his treatment. It's uncertain if further radiation therapy will be necessary, but it seems like the Bidens are celebrating this for now.
Good.
Yeah. SNAP benefits are on pace to run out in 2 weeks if this government shutdown persists. I know in the state of Georgia, at least, that would leave 1 in 7 families at risk of not being able to get food. I'm sorry, I don't have the stat for Missouri. So something to keep an eye on as this shutdown rolls on. I keep seeing it could go on till Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. That's the date I'm seeing.
CBS News' Gail King and Fox News' Jesse Waters were hanging out on a flight recently and decided to take a photo and post it together. Social media went crazy, as you could expect on that. I guess people don't understand that generally if you are working in the same industry, if you see someone, even if it's like, that's a bad guy, that's a good guy, like you do typically say hi.
Civil.
Yeah, it's just called being professional.
I'll say this, though, to prove my political neutralness, I hate both of them. Well, I can't stand either one of those human beings.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah, but you know what, Dave? If I was sitting in first class and you were walking, you got on the plane and you were walking by, I would say, hey, Dave, yeah, let's take a quick picture as you go back to coach.
Oh yeah, no, he wouldn't. He'd do the thing where he like puts his hand kind of over his eyes and looks down, like pulls his hat real low
as
like,
he's finishing his Dover sole.
Guys, I did a Google on the SNAP thing during the when you're reading the last story.
Yeah.
So almost 700,000 Missourians will go without their SNAP benefits in November, the way things are going right now, and there are 6.2 million people. So basically, 1 in 10, 1 in 9.
Wow.
1 in 9. So look around, 9 people around you. That's one of those number. 9 people will not get the SNAP benefits in November because of the shutdown.
And Halloween spending is scaring Americans. Inflation is forcing many to skip the holiday altogether. A survey of 1,000 U.S. adults reveals that 19% of Americans aren't going to celebrate Halloween in 2025. 72% of those who are choosing to skip have cited inflation as the primary reason for cutting back. And nearly half of those avoiding Halloween said, I just can't afford to do it. The financial squeeze is hitting older generations the hardest. Half of baby boomers are sitting out compared to 22% of Gen Xers, 16% of millennials. Just 10% of Gen Z is going to skip Halloween
this
year.
I know it's neighborhood by neighborhood, but I wonder if in general trick-or-treating is going by the wayside a little bit.
I think trunk-or-treat is what people like to do these days.
Yeah, or a street. There's a street in your community that goes all out.
Yeah.
Nobody else does. Just that one neighborhood.
We get pretty decent, like normal old school door-to-door stuff in our neighborhood.
Let's do one more story here. HBO Max raising prices across all plans effective immediately. So watch out. If you're a current subscriber, you'll be notified 30 days in advance of your plan renewing. And if you're a new subscriber, it's just going to cost more. Monthly plans will now be $10.99. That's $1 a month increase. Annually, a $10 a year increase. Then they have like the max standard, the max premium. Come on.
Why is it so confusing?
Rachel losing her lunch there.
What's that?
So why is it so confusing these days?
I think maybe it's just
options. Maybe that's great.
Well, like some of them have ads, some of them don't. I personally find it ridiculous that if I'm paying for your streaming service, I would ever have to see an ad. Yeah. I think that's nuts. And like it used to be like Hulu was really the only streaming service back in the day that did ads. And Hulu was like $5 a month.
It used to be cheap. Now you have to pay to get no ads.
Ugh, it's so silly.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of these companies right now, because these are digital companies, they're not brick and mortar. They don't have storefronts all over the country. They're not producing a physical product. And I feel like they're taking advantage of the opportunity to jack up prices because everybody else is.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Dave.
You got it. You're running wild.
Skip the gym, not the workout. With Hydro, you get a full body workout in just 20 minutes, hitting 86% of your muscles in one smooth, low impact motion. And now there's a new Hydro Arc, Hydro's most advanced rower yet. Arc introduces Hydro Metrics, tracking your power, endurance, and precision every time you row, so you can actually see your progress. Go to Hydro.com and use code FIT to get $100 off any Hydro rower, including Arc. That's HYDROW.com, code FIT.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
of the Think Tank coming up at 4 p.m. You want to hear some what actors were paid for very little work?
Yeah.
Ving Rhames made $7.7 million for what amounted to a 39-second cameo in Mission Impossible Ghost Protocol.
What?
Samuel L. Jackson made $3 million for the Marvel movies, even when he was just in a single end-credit scene.
Each movie he got that?
Mm-hmm.
I wonder if it was a package deal.
Benicio del Toro got paid $5 million for a movie called American Gangster that he wasn't even in. It got put off, and he had a pay-or-play deal, which means doesn't matter whether the movie gets made or I'm in it, you're paying me.
Jeez. I'm going to get one of those.
Uh-huh. Jared Leto, $7 million for Suicide Squad, which means he earned $1 million for every minute of screen time.
It wasn't even that good. Like, and neither was he. It was like, yeah.
This one really gets me. I mean, I guess you get what you pay for, supply and demand. Vin Diesel has made between $15 and $25 million for being the voice of Groot.
He doesn't even say words.
All
he says, I am Groot.
I am Groot. And one time he said, we are Groot.
Yes.
$25 million.
And they just distort it, too, so you can't even tell it's Vin Diesel. Why? I mean, I'm in all seriousness, I'm a big talent should get paid guy, duh. What I do for a living. But like, you didn't really have much to do there. What's the point of that? Could have been any dude on set. Just say, I am Groot, and then we can modify it with, you know, whatever tools they use to make it sound like Groot instead of Vin Diesel.
I hear you.
I don't know. That's the only reason I saw those movies.
Vin Diesel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of movies, am I the only one? I hate to be essy, but I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan. So I probably wouldn't see this new Springsteen movie regardless. Mm. But casting Jeremy Allen White, he's one of the most recognizable actors out there right now.
Yeah.
And so when I see all the clips, I'm like, there's no way, no matter how good his acting is, I can put aside that that's not him just mugging as Bruce Springsteen.
Did you feel that way about Val Kilmer and The Doors?
I felt less that way.
Okay. But did you feel similarly, though? Like, yeah, it's Val Kilmer.
Yeah, but
because he's as big a name at that time. He was a rock star at that
but
time.
But he looked enough like him, and his performance was amazing.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to be curious
so
about with this. Yeah,
it'll be the same with Jeremy Allen
White.
That's
what I'm going to be curious about, because they say he's singing the songs when they're doing the lives, Jeremy Allen White is. So if he nails that part, I might see that movie.
Yeah, because I had the same thoughts about old Timmy Chalamet.
Yeah, yeah. I won't see that because I can't stand Bob Dylan. So I mean, nothing personal, just the music. It's not my style.
I really enjoyed that movie.
Did you?
Yeah. And I mean, it's not the best movie in the world by any means, but his performance was really, really good. And I was able to, you know, like make that disconnect in my brain. And just enjoy a nice actor.
When every single girl needs help climbing.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at AutoTrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.